Welcome to Studio 1776. I'm your host, Daniel Leach. I am joined here by Rexton Lotus Justice. This is part two of a discussion that we were having with cases that are happening with Lotus and some other cases that are also happening. And Rexton, welcome back.
Yep, glad to be back. Something to do on a rainy afternoon, stuck in eternal hell at this point in time.
Yeah, you know, some of us are in cages and some of us are in mental health, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, I know that through the history of time, people have been treated far worse, but, I mean, they really intentionally torture people in here, folks. This is, you know, the reason why you can talk about the Republic, neither side is perfectly right in everything they talk about. There needs to be bail reform. Bail's not supposed to be. Jail is not supposed to be a form of punishment. It's only supposed to be there for people who they cannot assure or have a history or they can prove are not going to show up. You know, bail is supposed to be an insurance policy for showing up to court. Jail is not supposed to be used in the manner it's used in this country on a regular basis for coercing the disenfranchised and the impoverished. Because I'm going to tell you, there's no rich people in jail, folks. There's no rich people that get screwed in courts. Rich people go to courts and basically get what they want. They buy their justice. So the judicial system is clearly unconstitutional. It is levied against, I wouldn't say minorities, because I haven't noticed that there's necessarily more minorities in jail than there are non-minorities when I've been around, nor in prison. So I'm not going to say it's a minority versus it's a class issue. It's the impoverished and the lower. It's the people who don't have money. It is literally a class-based system. It has nothing to do, from what I have seen, on the inside. With now, that's not to say whether there may be some iniquities in the way prison sentences are handed out, or even the degree of minorities within the judicial system itself. I don't know. You know, I don't know if there's. You know, if there's more whites that are law enforcement than blacks, I do not know. I know that in Chicago, I think they have a very large minority force. So, but I do know that from my experience, there's not an overwhelming number of minorities in jail versus non-minorities. That's not the fact. And I'm looking right at it. So, but this is definitely not. This is a class-based situation. This is a way to enslave and to create iniquity among the people, period. That's what it is. That's its purpose. That's the purpose of statutes. If you study Aristotle, he says statutes are there to create iniquity among men. Okay, that's what they're for. But, you know, our system of constitutional republic government is supposed to make sure that the statutes are applied equitably across the gamut. That is not happening. So bail reform is a necessity because our judicial system is broke. That's why it's a necessity. The judicial system needs fixed. It is a broken heresy to our constitutional republic. I think we can see that just by the way, you know, the Supreme Court is handling the situation, what's going on there. It's not supposed to be a political body. It was never supposed to be a political body. So we'll see if they – through this threat, duress, and coercion, which, by the way, again, we talked about that last time, threatening judges under 18, subsection 1507 is a crime. So no one seems to be following the law in this country. The government's not following the law. The judiciary's not following the law. And yet, I guarantee you, the hammer comes down on you if you're on the wrong side. If you are on their enemy list, if you're their opinion of a white nationalist or whatever, then you know, then they're going to be hammered. If you're in their favor and you are the flavor of the day for the prevailing government, then you're going to get away with murder and tyranny and sedition and treason, whatever you want. So it's not a judicial system. It's a political tool, and I think it's been that way for a very long time, if not 100 years or more, maybe more. I don't know. I wasn't around then, but it seems like the judiciary operated a whole lot better when it was more constitutionally based prior to the rules of equity being converted into civil process. But so anyway, this is not equity and at all. And your government is in very I don't know that we really have a government at this point in time. I think we have corruption is what we have. I think if we don't fix it, that the instruments of the republic won't fail, but clearly the government might fail, the trusteeship, the commerce might fail, which is what they're going for. What did you say that Luciana had wanted us to talk about?
So she sent me a document, and it says, as of 5/21/2022, none of these transcripts have been produced, although ordered by the judge on an accelerated calendar. And
right.
these are all about what you were just talking about, Monica, career justice.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we have an accelerated calendar on all the appeal, all the one appeal of the four appeals, and the lower court judge is back to obstructing any filing that I put in. Now he's obstructing. See, they didn't succeed in silencing me by murdering me on July 21st. So then they tried to silence me by calling me crazy and obstructing my ability to effect a record for 17 months. That didn't work. I went to Twin Valley. I received no treatment. I just had to be there long enough and do my thing that I kept doing for long enough to then realize, oh, this person does know the law and isn't insane. So, doesn't have any mental health issues. So that was a joke. So they tried to do it that way. Now they're trying to silence me by calling me a vexatious. Imagine this, goes, folks. You get shot at in your house by the sheriff's coming in your house without a warrant. You refuse to take a corrupt bar union member, a foreign title of nobility esquire, and you refuse to contract with their criminal private Nisi Prius courts. And then what they do is they want to get you declared a vexatious litigator so you can't even exercise due process of law by fighting their corruption, their racketeering, and their false frauds and claims against you. That's what's happening in this case. So they didn't silence me by murdering me or my wife. They didn't silence me by calling me crazy, which didn't prove fruitful. So now the trial judge, David Young, who is a traitor, a all-out traitor and a criminal in his behavior, and is obstructing pleadings, even pleadings that are in reply to motions to suppress, to quash subpoenas. So he thinks he's going to shut me up and make it so that I can't even defend myself, the claims against my sustique, that I myself cannot defend my own trust, okay, which is mine, that I've leaned in the feds against false claims and frauds by a corporate fiction under the 9 United USC Uniform Commercial Code, subsection 102A77, the corporate subsidiary state of Ohio, which is a corporate charter subsidiary, folks. So a thing is suing my thing, and I am the executor of the thing, and this criminal trial judge, who is just obstructive and denied due process, he is a charlatan in a magi robe, and I will not make excuses for my opinion of this criminal, has obstructed the defense for 22 months, okay? To the point where he's obstructing even pleadings put in opposition to motions to quash subpoenas and stuff. So he's just open violation of due process of law. Because I don't have to play by their games. I'm not part of their temple, and I know the law, and they don't like what I'm saying, and they don't like the fact that I know that he operated without jurisdiction for 17 months, that he is actually, by positive law, has operated in treason and sedition for the last 22 months. They don't like that I know that, and they don't like what I'm saying in writing. So imagine that they're trying to keep someone that they try to murder without a warrant and then try to shut him up by calling him a vexatious litigator. In a criminal cause of action, folks, that's your government. That's your judiciary. But the guy's a criminal. Nothing but class A. And anybody who supports him, treason's tangential. Treason is tangential, folks. Anybody who doesn't stop his acts of treason and sedition or perpetuates his acts of treason and sedition, they're traitors too. That's the law. They don't like that word, treason. But that's what he is. He's a traitor. He's using threat, duress, and coercion to undermine the law of the United States. That's what he's done since I walked into the court that he thinks is his 22 months ago. So, and if they're doing that to someone who's learned in the law, again, folks, what are they doing to the other people? What are they doing to the people who don't know anything about the law? I mean, it's this country is on a precipice. It's been for a very long time, but it's getting so overtly corrupt. Overtly corrupt. Even the federal, I mean, they're sending $40 billion to Ukraine. That's awesome. Americans can't afford gas, but they're sending $40 billion to Ukraine, you know, to defend their border. But ours is broad open. I mean, okay, folks. The Department of Homeland Security says that the southern border is not open. Have you guys watched the news? Do your eyes wide open? Do you hear what they're saying? There's a saying, I don't remember who said it, but your acts are so obvious I can't hear your words. Your acts are so obvious I can't, and I would apply that across the board to you and to the people I was talking about earlier that say that they care for people in this situation. If the people you trust, if their acts, be it your government or your loved ones, are more obvious and are so obvious that they are antithetical to the words coming out of their mouth, listen, folks. Listen to your own heart. Listen to your own mind. If your government says border isn't open, but 6,000 immigrants come over in an hour, and they're all just let in, how is that an open border? You understand? So, what are you going to do here, folks? I don't know how to do it. What do you suggest, Daniel? I'm at a loss. I mean, I'm in here writing the law, writing the word, waiting for someone to do their job, thinking that there's a reasonable person, but I'm just to the point where I think this entire temple, I don't know. It seems like the temple that is running this world is just out of control, and I don't know what's going to stop it. You got any ideas?
Yeah, the only thing that's going to stop it is a total collapse of it, you know. When you say we're on a precipice, I think that's where we're at. We're at that place where it's either going to be total, absolute domination by these tyrants, or it's going to either collapse because they're losing control of it. Yeah, but, you know, as they do collapse the system, I think they're going to go for what we call a scorched earth, where they're going to just try to obliterate everything and everybody that they can reach and take them out with them, you know? And basically, yeah. Whatever's going to be left over is going to be like, you know, rogue warriors.
Yep.
And then, you got your global elite, and you're going to see those people, they already have their underground bunkers, their underground cities, you know, while everything on the top here collapses, including the judicial system, mm-hmm. You know, the...
Wow, we're having a head count in the middle. We're doing something weird right now. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I missed that very last section. Say that again, please.
Oh, I was saying, you know, as this thing collapses, they're going to go with a scorched earth. They're going to try to take everything and everybody out with them that they can, you know, for their global depopulation agenda. So it's just, you know, it's going to be us on top. They call us the zombies because we are going to be hungry. And then they got themselves, you know, buried in their underground cities, you know, waiting for it to come back out like the Phoenix Rising, you know, their reemergence with the new world order, you know, after all the governments and all the justice systems and everything collapses, they're going to come out as the heroes and try to rebuild it.
Like they've done before a million times, probably.
Right, you know, they've always.
I don't think there's all those old full cities underground for no reason.
Right, exactly.
This isn't the first time they've tried this stuff.
No,
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm sure they.
I don't believe.
I'm sure they built.
I believe that. Right. Yeah. I believe that they. Remember, we talked about last time that I think that they're in the last grasp of crazy right now, and that things are going to get worse. But you know, I just it's like I can't do any more than I'm doing where I'm at. I mean, all I can do is write the word. The prophecy says, you know, the law says that the word is all powerful, and. That's why do you think they're trying to keep me from writing and not putting things on the record? Because I'm not part of their temple, okay? And their temple is is repugnant and heretical and anti-Christian and anti-faith and anti-God. Okay, that's a fact. They have no axioms of law. Their axiom of law is tyranny and sticking a gun in your face. And if you think about it, the reason why society is having the problems it's having is because instead of people having a moral character and fiber to the society where you do things because it's right, people have been doing things because they've been oppressed into it. It's not a free-thinking society at this point. And people aren't being having discernment when they watch the news. You know, like, for example, the other thing is, well, we have the FDA said there's food, there's baby formula on the shelves. Okay, well, from what I can tell, there isn't, folks. So how many babies are going to starve before you all wake up to the fact that your government is a criminal enterprise? Okay. It's openly operating criminally. The federal government is breaking the federal law by allowing the border to be open. Let me find out. I get to break the law. See, they can break the law, but you can't. They're the all-powerful Oz. You aren't. But see, that's not the way our government is supposed to work. So you have a situation which is right in front of everybody's face where the government is the criminal. And yet it's running around targeting people who are saying, hey, you shouldn't be teaching my kid that. That's not appropriate. That's not even accurate. That's not even factual. I don't want you teaching my kid that. Or, hey, what you're doing to the impoverished classes in your judicial system is actually Babylonian slave trade. That's a crime. It's not constitutional. Hey, that judge over there is a tyrant, and he's abusing his station and his grant, and he's affecting tyranny and putting people in prison for no reason. Hey, no, they're pointing to those people and calling you a domestic terrorist. That's fascism. We are squarely in a period of heavy, open, in-your-face, slap-you-in-your-face fascism where they are trying to drive this country into a depression where people, especially children, are starving. Even the situation with COVID, they're now proving, oh, yeah, people died of the COVID shot. Oh, yeah, there's a whole bunch of doctors say that it was coagulating people's blood. Oh, lots of mothers lost their babies. Oh, wait, some people are sterile. So all that, you know, that conspiracy theory that was being, it's fact. It's fact now. Your government knew that. Your government intended for that to happen. Your government has been obstructing the facts. They're saying that it's the death rate is 10 times that of what they're proving it to be. Okay. There's all this crazy stuff going out. Wake up, folks. I don't know what else to tell you, but I mean, I'm only one person in here, and I'm fighting for my freedom and existence in a very broad.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Persona, and I'm being told, you know, they're trying to silence me. They're trying to silence someone who's fighting a false claim against their suspect under the guise of a criminal charge. They're trying to tell me I can't make pleadings in defense of that. You have reached, this is Orwellian at this point. It's Orwellian, and people need to wake up. I don't know if I can call back, but if I can't, I appreciate your time, Daniel. I haven't preached like this in a while, but people need to wake the F up. This is Orwellian, and it's becoming so obvious. I don't see how anybody can be asleep anymore, and we need to start doing proactive things against this government that is criminal in its enterprise. And that's all it is. It's a business that is affecting business upon the people that is unconstitutional. And we need to start supporting the ones that are positive, that are supporting the law, and operating.
Thank you for using GTL.
Well, guys, there you go. That was Rex and Lotus Justice, and it's always nice to have her on the program, given her the ability to speak freely, you know, even though she's going through this process, you know, being detained and locked away like an animal. You know, they went after her for Well, there's a lot of different reasons, but I believe it was mainly because she was exposing what was going on with the... Oh, this might be second opportunity.